USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
New research from the University of Washington says that nearly 130,000 American lives could be saved if we just all wore our masks. The new data from the Institute of Health Metrics and Evaluation at the University of Washington estimates that the U.S. is on track to hit 385,000 deaths from COVID-19 by February of next year. They say that number could be cut if 95% of the population wears masks. Epidemiologist Dr. Ali Mokhtad is one of the researchers working on that model. He tells CNBC that changing our behavior as we head inside for the winter will make all the difference.
So meanwhile, what we can do is wear your mask, watch your distance, wash your hands, basic public health and basic prevention in order to get out of it with less damage as possible.
This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the My Pillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the My Pillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
Handwriting alone won't be enough to disqualify a mail-in ballot in Pennsylvania. USA Radio Network's Kenneth Burns has more on a court ruling in that state.
The Pennsylvania Supreme Court ruled that mail-in or absentee ballots can't be rejected on the basis of a signature comparison. The unanimous ruling dropped on Friday. Jody Gill is relieved that her father's vote will count. She tells KDKA-TV that her father suffered a stroke and that his handwriting has not been the same since.
He had the most beautiful handwriting in the world, and it doesn't look like it anymore. He has a hard time holding a writing utensil. He has a hard time writing. And I know he certainly is not the only one in that position.
So far in the Keystone State, there has been 1.5 million ballots cast.
Poland's president is in quarantine after testing positive for the coronavirus. Andrzej Duda announced Saturday that he was asymptomatic and apologized to people he'd recently come into contact with who will now also have to quarantine. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Two drug companies restarting their efforts working towards a COVID-19 vaccine. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the details.
Two coronavirus vaccine trials are ready to start up again in the United States. Johnson & Johnson and AstraZeneca joining drug makers Moderna and Pfizer in late-stage clinical trials in the United States. As far as when we can expect a vaccine, Coronavirus Task Force member Dr. Anthony Fauci telling MSNBC,
vaccine doses will likely start to be distributed on a priority basis, for example, to healthcare workers and those who are most vulnerable, could be very much by the end of this year, the beginning of the year. But when you talk about hundreds of millions of people, you're really talking about several months into 2021.
Nigeria's entire police force has been ordered to mobilize after several days of protests in the country that have left dozens dead. Thousands have taken to the streets across the country to protest police brutality and abuse, mostly directed at one specialized police unit. Those mostly peaceful protests turned violent on Tuesday after soldiers fired on a crowd in the nation's largest city of Lagos. At least 12 protesters were killed in that incident. In a statement on Saturday, Nigeria's Inspector General of Police ordered officers to, quote, dominate the public space, end quote, in order to end the unrest. The violence has drawn condemnation this week from Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and former Vice President Joe Biden. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.